A top state official says he's concerned about the possibility of civil unrest if a plan is not finalized to move toward easing Hawaii's ongoing lockdown. At a meeting of the State House Special Committee on COVID-19 yesterday, Hawaii National Guard Major General Kenneth Hara said a framework for economic reopening has been developed, but a disagreement over what reflects a manageable level of virus in the community has held up implementation of the draft plan. Hara said he worries continued delay will eventually foment civil unrest.
You know, at some point we need to accept risk. Well, we've got to accept the fact that people will become infected, and we need to try to push it to the threshold of what our healthcare system can handle. If we let the economy go the way it's going, you know, there'll be significant civil unrest and, worst case, civil disturbance and rioting.
While key elected lawmakers, healthcare industry representatives, and economists are largely on board with the draft plan, members of the committee indicated the State Department of Health remains resistant. House Speaker Scott Sike described it as an internal disagreement and called for Governor David Ige to resolve the impasse. University of Hawaii economist Carl Bonham said the state has never faced a more critical challenge in addressing the recession, which has left nearly 1 in 3 Hawaii workers jobless. But Bonham also cautioned against rushing to reopen out of fear.
We still have to get it right. We can't just go fast. We obviously have to get it right, because closing down an economy once it's reopened will also generate social unrest.
House Majority Leader Della Albalati said a key early test will be whether or not the public continues to follow social distancing guidelines as the reopening begins. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.